Roger.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Just like Bill, he eats up the airwaves.
Just like
the
Bill.
Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with five available gears. And the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet, let's drive.
Good morning, BV.
Top of the morning to you guys. How are we doing?
Man, you were at some a big party and marriage over the weekend, or still up there?
Was it last night or Saturday night? It was Saturday. First of all, I don't know if you guys have touched on this. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th
Today
be with
is Star
you.
Wars
yes,
Day.
Yes, we mentioned yes. that. Yes.
Okay, sorry. Yes. I missed the first part of the show, although I'd love hearing the great Chris Kane.
Yes.
Not knowing who's alive or dead.
Do you consider yourself a Star Trek or a Star Wars kind of guy, Bill?
I'm both. I'm immersed in both. Okay. Although I will say I am stuck in time in that past a certain moment. It's all kind of jumbled to me now going forward. I don't really know anything about the new stuff, but I was an OG. I was with Shatner when he used to get his, you know, he's wrestling the he gets
alligator guy, the alligator
there.
Man.
Yeah, alligator man.
Yeah.
He's down there fighting. He'd wear that green shirt every now and then that didn't have a collar. And,
have a scratch and on then, his you know, chest or his torso.
I took my lawn mowing money in 77 three times to see Star Wars because I was so blown away by it. So I've been immersed in both. But anyway, you were talking about my buddy Boston Paul. Boston. So the reason that New England, his daughter got married. It was a big classic New England wedding. I could not understand what anyone was saying.
Sure.
They kept talking about the car. You got to get the car. The car. What's a car? And so it was really beautiful. And hats off to him. And of course he's big part of the Sunday buzz and our friend and a huge Razorback fan. He is a one man. New England Razorback Club.
Yes, I like it.
Up here, yeah. So always a lot of fun to be with him. And it was a beautiful, beautiful wedding and his daughters. And then she lives in Nashville, by the way. So she's,
Do they do anything?
They all come, you did, they all come you, to the South.
You did this in Manhattan last night, or Saturday, right? Is it Manhattan?
Yeah, well, no, this was in New England. This was on the coastline up there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, in a little place called Beverly, Mass. Now, let me tell you something. There's some controversy coming out of this weekend.
Okay.
Twice I reached out to Pat Bradley. Twice. Once in advance and once when I was in Boston Friday afternoon.
Nothing.
Thought maybe split a lobster roll. Nothing.
Crickets.
Bupkis. Hi-hats. Crickets.
Wow.
Left me on red. Just right there. No response. Freeze out.
How about that?
So we're going to remember this.
What was
most
impressive thing about the lavish New England ceremony that we should know?
So you know how it is, David. Culturally, there's a little bit of differences, and you know, Northeast, it's a big set down dinner.
Yeah.
You know, the posted, and so it was. Yeah, lots of bisque. I'm now more lobster than human. lot of that, and then of course you got to pack the car. It's just the beauty of boy. It's going to be a brutal day today. It's all the way up to 80. I just don't understand how good they have it in the summertime.
Of course you were trying to keep up with all the Razorback sports. You know the Razorback.
Yes,
we beat Ole Miss. Get the series win in baseball. We beat Texas for the first time down there to get the series and. Softball, rather. Yeah, it was a good, fun weekend. They had an unbelievable, great story at the Kentucky Derby, the first woman to ever win the Kentucky Derby as a trainer. And two brothers fighting to the finish line together. How cool was that?
Yes. Yeah, just a lot. You know, it seems like that Churchill Downs brings so many compelling storylines.
Yeah.
And it's the one time when the country does focus on horse racing, and it usually doesn't disappoint. And in this particular instance, it didn't, given all the storylines. As Arkansans, as we well know, and my buddy, my childhood friend, Mark Toothaker, who is a an executive with Spindthrift Farms outside of Lexington, and a guy who's owned a piece of two Kentucky Derby winners in the last 8 years. He was featured both on CBS Saturday Morning, as well as a big feature in the 19 hours of pre-Derby coverage that NBC commits to it every Saturday, where he and he was a great athlete at Van Buren, was an all-conference basketball player. Like I said, we were born a month apart. One of them, I've known him literally my whole life, and just a quality human being. But he had a brain aneurysm at home, collapsing onto his bed, and it was all triggered by the Won Hung Lo, the kicker for the Giants that booted the, what is that?
Oh,
not
oh the guy that kicked the ground,
not Dooku kick, but yes
Younghoe Koo.
So Younghoe Koo,
wow,
thank
good
you
job Christian.
You don't, you do not fool around with a Younghoe Koo. You get that taken care of. So Mark sees it, starts laughing.
Yes.
It triggers this brain aneurysm.
Wow.
He collapses. He rushed to the hospital. Long story short, you know, he's all fuzzy. He doesn't know 3 days. His wife, his beautiful wife, is a nurse. And so, note to self going forward.
Yeah.
And find a tennis ball sized tumor no one knew existed. Was bound to be triggered at some point. This guy had been traveling. He'd been driving, you know, like we all lead our lives. And so eventually, you know, as the CBS story pointed out, no damage. He's back. Life is normal now. It was benign. Had a spectacular surgeon that cut around it perfectly. And he's back to normal. But if in that moment he didn't laugh, he could have been, he could have been flying. He could have been, you know, alone in a hotel room, and he would have died. There's no doubt about it. So
that is, it was on, it was featured on what show?
So it was on CBS Saturday Morning, Saturday morning. And then in the pre-Derby coverage, NBC, did a shot of Mark and a little story about, what we just talked about, and, Sports Illustrated's trying to get Low Fat and Mark together, maybe for a derby or something like that.
So, matter of fact, as you said, Clem Decker just sent it, said that Mark Toothaker is the brother, Alexander's brother-in-law, a guy that I play football with. It's his brother-in-law. Yeah. I didn't know there was a connection there. Small world.
Yeah. Mark's just a great guy, and just a spectacular human being. Great. Let me tell you what a great person he is and how you can relate to him, David, and so many of the listeners can. The first year, 2020, COVID year, he owned a piece of the Kentucky Derby winner, and his son is an excellent football player. He goes to Air Force but had, you know, 100 college scholarships. So I asked I said, so that had to be your biggest thrill this year. He goes, no, watching my son play in the state football finals. That was a championship game. That was the biggest. And I thought, wow, it's right. Yeah. So that's what kind of guy he is.
Ron Moquette, who just hit 400 wins at Oakland yesterday, just sent us a Twitter account, a Twitter post of Mark Toothaker.
Yeah.
And it shows a scar across his head. They had to open up to take that tumor out, huh?
And I mean, just, you know, again, we lead our lives, and if not for the donger, boom, you know, who knows where he would be. So
You listen, the range of emotion that Bill Vickery has gone through.
He's
this
in a
weekend.
Glass case of emotion.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited, Roger. We don't know all the details we're working on now about myself, Trey Schaap, hopefully Randy Rainwater, going down to Bill's backyard in Tampa for the SEC Media Days.
Bah, 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 bah.
And, of course, Bill doing a show down there. Maybe Bill being able to take part with some of the SEC things that are happening. Showing us the town. You know,
What I'm excited about.
It's more of the S&M things already, with him, not SEC.
Preparations are currently preparations are currently underway, David.
Yes.
There calls have been made. Everything's springing into motion now.
Well, I'll tell you, you'll get a chance to see Bill. One of the things, Roger, that is always, you got 16 colleges that are represented over the, I guess it's 4 days. And you got four schools per day, and just the apparatus, the machine that, you know, that they roll up in their jets. You know, they, you know, you go through the car wash. You got, you know, everybody doing the interviews and all this, and just the you know, all these guys are millionaires. Now, jeez. Listen, you know, now not only the coach is millionaire, all the players that come, they're millionaires.
Yeah.
I mean, almost guaranteed they're all making seven figures if you're part of the two or three that come to this thing.
Yeah. Well, hats off to the Tech quarterback, Texas Tech quarterback. He's seeking help.
Oh yeah. By the way, too, we did not get Christian. We hadn't mentioned it. We did not get the kid, the center. He went to Louisville, right? The big center you guys have been.
Obina Akezi. No, he went to Louisville.
Yeah. Did you know that we were trying?
I think Justin was trying to talk us off the ledge and not getting a center yet.
Yeah, by having him.
I think it's time to get back on the ledge.
Yeah, because we don't have a center. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, that's concerning. Yeah. That's when we did lose him. I thought that was very disappointing.
I mean, we have a great team outside of center.
Yeah, it's again, we just the one position that we wanted to get, we didn't get. We got a lot of other great players, which, you know, is positive, and but that was the one.
We do have that. We do have some. Is this the audio from Coach Silverfield?
You blew it.
Okay, no, thank you.
Hey, okay. I want Bill to hear the amazing. You know, Justin Moore just hit his 14th number one hit.
Yes,
time's ticking. He's an amazing performer, and then Roger Scott can, in the drop of a pen, can immediately put together an amazing song about anything. And so he was inspired this weekend by Cherie, the trainer for
inspired by your text.
Yes, and so he has put together a song, and I want you to hear it. It will be climbing the charts very quickly. I will not.
It's on the Equine label.
I won't be the Equine label. I won't be surprised if Cherie does not get this by the end of the day, because we're going to post it. He's already done this before with American Pharoah, which is outstanding. Which we got national attention. But this is the song that he put together in tribute to what happened this Saturday.
Out in Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lived a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot colt named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just grinned, yeah, right, another favorite done gone. Golden Temple log near last in the field, while bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed. But Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below, past every horse in that run for the rose, singing, yee-haw! Another favorite done gone.
Sing it if you know it.
She lives down by where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 and still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history.
Oh, great line.
Now, Cherie DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Temple horse here got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're calling, no, crap, another favorite done gone.
How about that, Bill Vickery? How about that?
First assessment, Bill. Wow. Did you turn your chair around?
What do you think, Bill?
No, 100% in. And it never ceases to amaze the wordsmith that Roger is as he puts a song together. And I like it. That had a little soulful beat to it there. Do you know
the song by Bobby Bear, Marie Laveau?
I'm familiar with it. Took me a second to recognize it, but I love the little touch Roger added. Sing it if you know it.
Is she a voodoo queen? Is that what she is?
She was a voodoo lady.
Voodoo lady.
Yeah, Marie Laveau.
Down in New Orleans.
This is a lady trainer.
Yes. We all know her.
Right, that's what it is.
We all know the
voodoo lady. We've all known one.
And then
exactly.
You've been gone, so I don't know if you had a chance to hear this. Let's play Phil Elson's call for those who missed it. Christian,
We
have two great calls,
you
Bill.
You got it.
We have the TV call, which you can hear more of the crowd, and then you have the one with Phil Elson. This gets very emotional because he's got a connection to the players, whichever one you want to play.
And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back at the wall. It's gone. A walk-off winner for Christian Turner.
Listen to that crowd.
Yeah.
So that was the that was on TV. This is Phil Elson for the Razorback broadcast.
Well, I don't know if I have that. Which one?
Do you have that one, Christian?
I don't know which.
It's
one
right beside that one, Roger.
The pitch to Turner is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Christian Turner is the hero, and the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run of the year. Oh my goodness! This one belongs to the Razorbacks. Pitch. It's Christian Turner with a huge moment. They'll mob him at the plate. The Hogs take 2 out of 3. And they will not hold the Hogs from the third base dugout. Now they're going to celebrate right in front of Ole Miss. Enjoy that scene, Rebels. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness me. The last Razorback to hit a walk-off home run in an SEC rubber game was Colin Kuhn, which gave Arkansas, it was a grand slam, a 17-16 win over Kentucky in 2010. So it's been 16 years since you've had an SEC walk-off homer like that in a decisive game. But, hey, listen, they needed that. That was great timing. And then for Arkansas to go beat Texas, which they've never done in Austin, you know, boy, softball's got it going. Yeah. I mean, they've got a real shot at getting Oklahoma City. I don't want to curse them, but hope they can.
By the way, how about Phil there getting a little salty with the Ole Miss program?
What did he say?
Bad blood in the broadcast booth there. Take that, Ole Miss.
Oh, I didn't even. I didn't even catch that. Yeah, I guess I didn't catch that. Yeah, listen. We're gonna have Camden Kozul on at the 9 o'clock hour, and he said that's the team he likes to beat. It's not LSU, but it's Ole Miss because I guess they're a cocky bunch, to say the least.
Yeah, it can be a little spicy when Arkansas. It always is spicy when Arkansas and Ole Miss get together on the baseball diamond, and it's that's good. That's fun, you know. That's the good fun thing about sports, and you kind of move on the next day and get over it and move forward. But yeah, but old Phil, he clearly maybe they got bad craft service over there in the press box at Ole Miss, but I don't know.
I'm going to go to Bill Vickery for this. Do want to thank the Chevy Dealers of Arkansas for sponsoring Bill Vickery. I expect you, Bill, to get this answer in less than 3 seconds. You ready?
Yes. Cool. Okay.
All right, here we go. 1953 on this day, the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction was awarded to this writer for what book? Ernest Hemingway. Go. 3, 2.
Old Man of the Sea.
Got it.
Wow. Beat the buzzer. Good job. Beat the buzzer. Way to go.
Good job.
Way to go, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know. Most everybody has read that or tried to, but I went back and read a few years
back.
That
was fiction?
Yes. But he based it, based it a lot off of his fishing down in Cuba.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, I've been down in Havana a couple times, and, you know, he's like a god down there. But I tell you, I was so worn out after reading that book. I mean, the way he would go into the description of, you know, how he would try to hold on to the fish. And you've been to Cuba before, right?
He's on drugs, I think, a lot.
Yeah. You know, but Hemingway, he thought that his better work was Sun Also Rises.
Yes.
Just because he thought it was better written, and that's what he should have won it for. So, but Old Man of the Sea, given his stage in life, there are a lot of folks that thought, you know, it was an allegory about him and life and everything. And so,
and of course, he's got an Arkansas connection. He was hooking up with a girl from up in Piggott. There's a museum up there. Yeah.
I think he wrote, I cannot remember.
I think he did too.
Parts of the novel that he wrote in Northeast Arkansas. I can't remember which one it was.
Piggott also mentioned in a movie with Andy Griffith, Facing a Crowd.
Crowd.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Bill, a lot of people are wanting to know, are you going to make it to the 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue this Saturday?
That's this. Oh, yeah. Man, I would have, but I didn't know. I'm not going to be able to be there.
Dadgummit, I'm sorry.
Last thing.
But I wish everybody the best. That's always a great event.
It
thank
is.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is only because you're such a historian.
Historian.
On this day, 56 years ago in 1970, something significant happened on a college campus. In 3 seconds, tell me what happened. Three.
Kent State?
That is exactly right. Not even one.
Beat the buzzer.
Not even
again.
One
wow.
second.
Wow.
Not even wow. 1 second.
That was today.
Holy wow.
It was today, 56 years ago.
How many students were killed?
And I think there were nine.
Three.
Four students and wounded nine. Mm. And I think that wasn't Lou Holtz there at Kent State at that point. I think he was there.
Not 100% sure.
As a coach, I think, when that happened.
Huh.
And now it's
that's
almost
so bizarre,
routine.
You know.
Yeah.
There's a great Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young song.
Yeah.
That when Stephen Stills took the headlines to Neil Young.
Neil Young.
And yeah. Neil Young, and he
wrote Ohio
out in the woods. Yeah. And wrote Ohio like yeah. in an hour, and they got in the studio and recorded and released it. Yeah. It's,
I can appreciate it.
So, you know, I mentioned
a tragic day.
I mentioned yeah. two things, but I'm not sure it's bigger than what I mentioned earlier on this day in history, 58 years ago, Bill. I know for me it was much more significant. Yeah. 1968 on this day.
Yeah.
You know what came into our lives, Bill?
What came into our lives, Bill? Give him a hint. Give him a hint, and we'll see if he knows it.
I'll just say it was something that you would eat. And it was at the Golden Arches where you would get it. But it was the first time it debuted in 1968.
Filet of fish?
Three.
Not, no, even bigger than
two,
that. It's got a song to it.
One.
It has a song.
Big Mac.
Two all beef patties, special sauce,
yeah, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Wow, 1968.
Did y'all have a McDonald's up in Harrison?
No, it's out here.
Close enough, Van Buren.
Van Buren, Van Buren. Do you have a McDonald's up there? Do you have to go somewhere else?
There was a McDonald's.
Yeah.
It opened when I was in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
So, yes, there was at some point in time, but before that, you had to drive to Fort Smith.
Wasn't it the greatest thing ever?
You got to go to Fort Smith to
wasn't
get your
the greatest thing?
And your mouthpieces.
I don't know when one came
you
to Hot Springs.
Got to go to Fort Smith.
I'm sure Hot Springs was always there, but for some reason, I was thinking that the only time I saw McDonald's at first as a kid was when my family would come up here to go to the circus.
Big
or
city.
Something. Yeah,
big city.
Yeah.
As we go to break here, several folks said Farewell to Arms was written in Pickett. That was multiple people have said that. Somebody said Joe Walsh of the Eagles was a student at Kent State the day of the shooting.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Bill, we have covered so much good information today.
Yes, what a wonderful day.
Including your fun time at the wedding, about your unique story with your buddy.
Great time. Great shoes, too. Do you have booties on in there, or is it just bare feet?
That's me being a bit of a fancy lad.
No, there's no problem with it. I like it, actually. I want to see you in linen.
Roger, that's me being a bit of a dandy.
You are a bit of a dandy. Those shoes were outstanding, my friend. Nobody else is going to pull them off and somebody not go, wow, what a weird. No. Those are you, bro. Those are
David,
you.
Yes.
David, get with Shaft. We got to have a planning meeting for SEC Media Days.
It's funny. I called him yesterday. Yes. I said, let's get on it. So I've already activated him.
Yeah. I want my gift. Make sure they, one credential.
Yes.
For me.
Yes, we're gonna get it done. They're gonna say who's this
right.
good looking dude?
Right. No. In the back. Yes, Coach Sarkisian. This is Bill Vickery, the Sunday Buzz.
Yes.
I've got a couple of questions.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we're gonna do. All right, buddy. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thanks,
Take
Bill.
Care, man.
Be safe, buddy.
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth be with you. Thanks to the Chevy Dealers of Arkansas for sponsoring Bill each week. Appreciate that.